Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1620. The topic is training and the title is Small Progressions with Mental Check-ins. So today, actually, we crossed over 250,000 downloads. It's freaking awesome. So I'm pretty happy about that. I'm very proud of that. A lot of work has gone into that. So 250,000 downloads is pretty awesome. And it was achieved one episode at a time. So this is my 1,620th episode. It's crazy. And it's been one at a time. So I started by just putting in one episode, then another episode. So I started with a daily approach in order to build followers faster. I wanted the fastest results because it meant that I was able to reach more people than what I had previously been doing. It was a way for me to share what I knew with the world, and I was super excited and I wanted to share as much as I could. I wanted to share it as often as I could. If I could do these more than one a day, I would. You know, I wanted the fastest results. So I pushed the edge of what I could be consistent with. Then I started realizing, well, you know, if I want this to come out every single day, there's a lot of crap that happens in life. So maybe, you know, a couple days I need to record two at a time. And then if I miss a day, that's okay. I have a reserve kind of build up. I had some pre-recorded podcasts. And then as I just went through more chaos in life, because as we all do, I started, you know, the lead up that I had got dwindled away. And then you're under the gun and you're making them at like 2:57 a.m., hint, hint. And you're just doing what you can to get it in. But, you know, that's the idea, is if I wanted results, I needed both consistency and frequency. I needed to post an episode every single day and to not miss a day. And so far it's working. You know, I'm sure if you ask me when I first started, hey, are you going to be able to do this for 1,620 days in a row? I'd be like, well, I hope so. But I definitely wouldn't have known, right? So it's working though. Like, I looked over the numbers in the podcast over the first 2 years. It averaged around 110 downloads a day. Then in the third year, it averaged 185 downloads a day. So it kind of really jumped up. Last year was 201 downloads a day. So we crossed over the 200 mark. And this year we're already on pace for 237 podcast downloads a day. So it's growing a lot. And that's what's allowed the podcast to be successful, is consistency and frequency. And that's what's going to allow your training to be successful, consistency and frequency. One aspect of that balance that I often see that people kind of mess up is they start out very aggressive, really high intensity, high frequency, high progressions. You know, they're adding 5 pounds every single workout. They're adding, you know, multiple reps every single workout. They're pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing their boundaries. Pushing and pushing and pushing. But then, they're not consistent. They can't maintain the frequency. The intensity drops off. Their progressions kind of stall out. They push themselves hard in the beginning, but then they kind of back off. They become complacent without realizing. And the progressions stall out. They teeter back and forth, back and forth. There's really no continued push to new places mentally and physically. I was lucky that I realized when I was very young, when I was 15 years old and I was just doing bodyweight workouts, I already realized that my body would only change when it felt that change was a dire necessity. I mean, you had to make the body convinced it would die. It would die or it would adapt. And that helped. I mean, workouts that were kind of mildly uncomfortable, or, you know, just clocking in, clocking out for the day, those kind of workouts might be necessary, absolutely, for developing consistency. No one's going to go all out every workout, right? So if you get the same familiar uncomfortable, or you just kind of, I'm just got through it today, I just got something in. I understand. We all absolutely, 100%, myself included, we have those type of workouts. It's just that what we need to do to maintain consistency. But those type of workouts aren't going to be the ones that continue long-term progression. You need more. You need to kind of mentally check in on yourself. You need to push yourself. You need to say, you know, am I getting too comfortable with this uncomfortable? Have I been here too many times before? Do I need to push to the next level? Meredith and I were having just a fun conversation, and we were talking about kind of various odds and ends, and we were driving around this one area of the gym, and the gym is part of a bigger building. And if you go the whole way around the building, like through the parking lot of the building, it's easily over a quarter of a mile, easily. And I was telling her one time, we were driving through it, actually we did it today, we were driving around the building for whatever reasons, and I remember telling her, I said, I remember one challenge I did to myself was to see if I could carry a 500-pound yoke 4 times around this building, because I wanted to see if I could do it for at least a mile. I had read or heard somewhere, I kind of forget now, that somebody carried a yoke for a mile, and I was like, oh, yeah, that sounds absolutely brutal and horrible. I wonder if I could do it. So I carried a 500-pound yoke for over a mile. Now, I definitely sat that sucker down and had to take some breaks. No kidding. You know, I definitely was not a continuous mile in not any way. I forget how long it took me, but it took me all damn day, and I think I blacked out after it, and I haven't remembered it since. But I carried a 500-pound yoke for a mile. I remember I also told her one time I was working on trying to strengthen my neck and my upper back, not only for improved posture, but I thought it might help my deadlift. So I got a sled harness, like a neck harness from, I think it was Elite FTS, and I attached it to our sled, and I drug the sled around by my neck for over a mile. I've done 1,000 reps of squats in a single workout. I've done 2,000 reps of a leg press in a single workout. My rule was I had to go with a 20 rep max and then try to make that for 2,000 reps. That took forever. I think it took me like 2.5 or 3 hours. I did a deadlift workout one time with a friend named Cody, who's somehow still a friend, and we did deadlift 225 to failure, then 315 to failure, then 405 to failure, then 495 to failure, all in one workout, all the same day. I cannot tell you how sore my glutes were. They were destroyed. I've done an hour of fasted step mill, followed by 1,000 repetitions on the leg extension before, and I did that for weeks. Like multiple times every week for weeks after I was healing from a shoulder surgery. I've done 4 hours of 10% incline treadmill every single day for 4 weeks to help a friend get ready for a competition one time. I have tested myself. I have pushed myself. I have grown mentally, which has helped me continue to grow physically. I started lifting weights at 16 years old. So I did push-ups and sit-ups for a year to try to lose body fat, build muscle. And when I got to 16 years old, I was 165 pounds, skinny fat. I was 6 foot tall, well, 5 foot eight at that time. I grew to 6 foot tall at 18 years old. But I was 5 foot eight, 165 pounds, no muscle tone anywhere. You could grab rolls of fat around my midsection. So I might have been 125, 135 pounds if I was actually lean. So I was very, very thin. But I've gained enough weight. Like the heaviest I've ever been was 295 pounds. But that was without a belly. My belly never kind of like flopped over my pant line. I was a kind of puffy marshmallow, but I made it to 295, which is pretty badass. I sit now at 260 pounds, leaner than I've ever been. This is the leanest I've been. Other than like the peak of one or two random diets, this is the leanest I've ever sustained as a way of life at 260 pounds. And you can see kind of the outlines of my ass. Pretty badass. So I've gained over 100 pounds of muscle mass. I've more than doubled my best squat, bench, and deadlift total since I was 18 years old. I've benched over 400 pounds in a competition, despite the fact I broke my collarbone 3 times, the last time requiring that I had metal plates put in my shoulder. I tore both my shoulders up in football, where I couldn't lift my arms over my head for a long time. It took me a long, long time, 7 years, to fix my left shoulder where it wasn't stabbing horrible pain to lift my arm over my head. And I tore both my pecs when I was younger, just because I didn't understand what proper technique was and I was just trying to shove around heavy weight. But I still have benched over 400 pounds in competition. I've pushed myself to uncomfortable places that then actually became too comfortable and they needed to be pushed again. If you want to be successful, you're going to need consistency and frequency. And then you're going to need to check yourself. Ask yourself, am I doing as much as I can? Not as much as I can once. Am I doing as much as I can sustain? So you think about your approach in training. What have you been missing? Have you been missing consistency? Do you start and stop, start and stop? Ask yourself, what's the lowest that I can do and be consistent with? If I keep trying to do 5 to 6 workouts a week, and I get 2 to 3 weeks in, then 1 week I only get 2 in, then I feel like a failure, then I quit. Why not just see if you could do 2 a week always? That's just a new way of life for you. You brush your teeth in the morning, you shower a couple times a week, you work out a couple times a week. It just becomes part of the process. It's what you do. Can you make that commitment? Can you be that consistent? What about frequency? You know, if you're already doing 2 to 3 workouts a week, what more can you do? If you want more, if you still want more results, if you still want more progression, what more can you do? You know, can you add in small 10-minute workouts? Can you go for walks? What can you do? What can you add and be consistent with? And then mentally check in. When's the last time you got newly uncomfortable? It was a new uncomfortable. When has that happened to you? When have you forced it to happen? Small progressions with mental check-ins. That's what success looks like in training. Small progressions by being consistent with an appropriate frequency. And then mental check-ins to push yourself to say, am I doing the best I can, or am I just been doing what I've been doing? Have I gotten too comfortable? That's an order that you can actually focus on if you want. Become consistent first, then increase the frequency to match what you believe you can be consistent with, and then start regular check-ins to ensure continued progression. Check-ins mentally. Push yourself to improve in time and energy management, in lifestyle management, to make your training consistent, your nutrition consistent, your sleep consistent. Push yourself to continue to improve in all areas. Find your weak point and challenge yourself. Check yourself. Where and how can you improve? Where and how can you continue to push what you believe you're capable of? When's the last time you checked yourself? If you keep falling off of consistency, lower the bar. Don't think, oh, I'm such a loser. You know, what does it matter if I'm only doing 1 workout a week? Well, it's a hell of a lot better than 4 to 5 for 2 to 3 workouts than 0. 1 is better than 0. 2 is better than 1. Just be consistent first. What the hell can you be consistent with? Commit to it. Just say, this is what I do now. This is who I am. I do this because I know what I want. I know that this will take me there. Be consistent. Once you're consistent with 1 day a week, try to be consistent with 2 days a week. Then three. Find the balance with your lifestyle. Once you maximize the frequency that you can balance and you can be consistent with, then within those workouts, get uncomfortable. Check yourself. Say, initially, it's easy to make progress. It's easy to add a little bit of weight, to add a little bit of reps, to push yourself, to get aggressive, to have a killer crushing workout. But then all of a sudden you start to find, okay, I'm putting in more that are just the same uncomfortable I've always had, or I'm just kind of clocking in today, doing what's on the paper and going home. Be careful of how many days you have of those. You need those days to have consistency. I understand that. I have that. But don't get complacent. Don't think that that's enough. The same level of uncomfortable, the same workouts that are barely uncomfortable, they're not the ones that'll push you to new places. Workouts that are so damn miserable, so damn challenging, the workouts that push you to a new place mentally are the ones that'll push you to a new place physically. Be consistent as frequent as you can. And then do mental check-ins. Check in on yourself and say, am I ready to do a little bit more? Maybe the answer is no. Maybe you have a lot of stress going on in life. There's a lot of crap in life right now. But check back in another couple weeks. You know, every 4 weeks, once a month, check yourself and say, am I doing as best as I can do? Do I have a little bit more room this month? You know, you can reevaluate. Challenge yourself a little bit for 4 weeks, then reevaluate. Hell, challenge yourself if you say, I'm going to crush this for the next 4 weeks, and 2 weeks in, you're like, oh dear God, there's no way. I can't maintain this. Then back off a little bit to maintain consistency. Don't burn out and quit. Just back off a little bit. Get through the, you know, crazy patch of life and then try to build back up. You do need to push yourself to new places if you want to achieve new progressions. When's the last time you pushed yourself? What can you do? And where can you do it? It doesn't have to be in the gym. It can be in the kitchen. Can you eat a little bit better? Can you be more consistent? Can you improve your sleep? Can you add supplements? Do you just not take any supplements whatsoever? Might be a good idea. Start taking a multivitamin. Start taking a digestive supplement. You know, if that might help with digestion. Just feel a little bit more, like, better energy. You're not so bloated after your meals. Just where can you make some improvement? Check yourself at least once a month and say, what can I do and where can I do it to be a little better? Just a little. If you do that month by month by month by month by month by month, you'll build it up. So I got the podcast, thanks to you, to 250,000 downloads. I'm proud of that. And it was done one episode at a time. That's how you're going to be successful in your goals. That's how you're going to be successful in life. One action at a time. Consistent, consistent, consistent. Okay. I hope this motivates you. If you have any questions, please reach out. If you need anything, I appreciate everybody listening to the podcast. I appreciate everybody helping it grow to where it is right now, and it's huge. It's amazing. I greatly, greatly appreciate it. It's wonderful and just a true blessing to feel that I have a bigger reach. You know, that's what I wanted the podcast to be, was just how could I help more people. And thank you for letting me into your life, and I hope that it is helping in some way. Okay, email me if you need anything, brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like our podcast, please share it. Help more people be aware of the podcast. Help more people listen and learn. Help people live their healthiest and happiest life. And I hope that this podcast is a way to do that. Thank you to those who donate to support the podcast. It does have a high hosting cost every year. I do give time to it every single day. If you do want to donate, you can do so on our website at www.brutalirongym.com. Even just $5 a month, it adds up, and it's very, very helpful. Thank you to those who do that. Also, if you like the information we share in our podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. On Instagram and on YouTube, you can find us and follow us under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.